The power agency owns 4 hydroelectric plants serving the electric cooperatives of Kodiak and Copper Valley in South Central and the towns of Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell in Southeast. Under the restructuring plan, Kodiak and Copper Valley would take separate ownership of their 2 plants at Terror Lake and Solomon Gulch. Meanwhile, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan would remain part of a Southeast-only agency that owns the plants at Tyee Lake serving Wrangell and Petersburg and the Swan Lake plant that supplies Ketchikan with electricity. Four Dam Pool CEO Dave Carlson emphasized that the 3 towns would take joint ownership of their power facilities at an exceptionally good price.
The obvious question that people want to know is, well, how much do Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan have to put into the deal to make it work? $4.5 million. So what I'm here to tell you is that we're going to buy 2 hydro projects and associated transmission lines that provide power to the 3 communities for $4.5 million.
Originally built by the state, all 4 projects in the Four Dam Pool cost about $500 million to construct in 1980, according to Carlson, who spoke with the Petersburg City Council about the restructuring plan in a late October meeting. Carlson said the new Southeast Power Agency would be able to focus on Southeast needs, particularly the creation of Southeast-wide power grid that would allow the sale of power between communities. That includes the nearly completed electrical intertie between Tyee and Swan Lakes. But Carlson said Petersburg and Wrangell still get priority for Tyee Power.
First priority is dedicated output to Wrangell and Petersburg. If you have a need for that power, you're going to get that power. That's number one priority. Additional dedicated output, you've got all you need. Our operating plan shows that, geez, you've got plenty of generation. You can turn it on. We can sell that to Ketchikan. And by the way, any power that's sold as additional dedicated output, even though it's of lower priority, is still priced the same. Our wholesale power rate is 6.8 cents. It hasn't changed in 10 years. Ketchikan will pay 6.8 cents for that power, as will Wrangell and Petersburg for dedicated output.
Under the agency's new bylaws, this power sales agreement can only be changed by a unanimous vote of the power agency board. The board itself would include 1 representative each from Wrangell and Petersburg, 2 representatives from Ketchikan, and a 5th at-large member who would be from Ketchikan one term, then alternate between Petersburg and Wrangell the other. The idea was equal representation for each of the 2 hydropower facilities. While day-to-day operational decisions would be handled by a simple board majority, more significant decisions would require a supermajority or a unanimous vote. City Attorney Paul Dillon gave his interpretation.
Typically, those special requirements are designed to make sure that one constituency, or in this case, one municipality, doesn't outweigh or can otherwise control the operations of the agency to the detriment of the other members.
Dillon acknowledged, however, that there could be a situation where 2 members could overrule the 3rd.
If there is a problem that develops between Wrangell and Petersburg, in a worst-case scenario, then maybe some bad things could happen. But frankly, this organization has been in operation for some period of time, and it is true that I am removed from that operation, but I haven't heard of anything but good things so far in terms of what ultimately counts, which is how much does a kilowatt hour cost me.
For the last decade, the existing Four Dam Pool has provided some of the lowest wholesale power rates in the region at 6.8 cents per kilowatt hour. Pool officials project the new agency would be able to maintain and potentially lower that rate. However, Petersburg Councillor Melinda Hofstede was concerned over the board makeup. She thought it should be based more on representation for each community rather than each facility.
Our attorney, as we just heard say, said that if we're getting along with Wrangell real well, that balances it out. But we've had some problems with them recently on the power issues, and I think it shows us that we may not always be in agreement with Wrangell, even if we'd like to be. And I, for one, would really like to be working better with Wrangell, and I hope we can in the future. But right now, we've got some problems there.
Those problems for Petersburg include different priorities for electric interties. Wrangell has pushed for development of a proposed connection to British Columbia from Alaska to create a bigger market for Southeast hydropower. Petersburg has focused more of its attention on interties within Alaska, such as a proposed link to the diesel-dependent community of Cake. Another concern for Petersburg has been Wrangell's recent decision to enter into a confidentiality agreement with Cascade Creek LLC. The Washington-based company wants to build new hydropower facilities at nearby Thomas Bay and sell power to Canada and the Lower 48 through the proposed AKBC intertie. Cascade Creek's development proposal for Thomas Bay has been controversial in Petersburg, and the city council has opposed it. Despite differences with Wrangell, several Petersburg councillors were satisfied with the safeguards built into the proposed board process for a new Southeast Power Agency. Councillor Mark Jensen.
You have to have, for the most important in my mind, issues like bylaws and power long-term power sales agreement. It's unanimous of all five of the members, the way it's structured here. And for other matters of what they deem less important, it's a supermajority, which is 4 out of 5 if it's a 5-member board. I personally think it's okay, like it is.
But some councillors pointed out the restructuring will not happen without the support of all the Fort Ampoule communities, including Wrangell, where a majority of borough assembly members have raised concerns over the plan. Petersburg Councillor Lee Corio.
We have to view this as a holistic, as a member problem, that we have to be regionally united on this matter. It's crucial that Wrangell be able to subscribe to this agreement, and because it makes no difference if we pass this 5-2 or 6-1 or unanimously. If Wrangell can't swallow it, then we haven't accomplished anything.
Wrangell's leadership is split on the current plan. Warren Edgley is one of 4 assembly members there who have been critical. Edgley does not think the proposed board makeup is fair, but his concerns go beyond that. He thinks the agreement would last too long and would stifle development of new power sources.
I don't understand why we would go to a 45-year binding contract to stay in this pool, and there are some restrictive measures in there, particularly this having to buy all your requirements from a 4-dam pool project or a 2-dam pool project, and that kind of stifles any interest in developing additional projects.
While the new power sales agreement requires communities buy their power from the pool, it does provide more leeway than the current agreement. For instance, if Petersburg constructed its own hydro plant at Ruth Lake and Thomas Bay, it could use that power instead of diesels whenever Tyee power was down. It could also sell power from the plant to other communities. Edgley's not against restructuring the 4-dam pool. He says it should happen, but he thinks Petersburg and Wrangell should consider taking over their own hydro project separately from Ketchikan.
The Tyee project could stand alone. It could be owned by Wrangell and Petersburg and operated by the Thomas Bay Power Authority, and they've proven over the last 25 years that they can successfully operate the project.
Edgley would like to see more study on that idea, and he says Petersburg and Wrangell should collaborate on new hydro facilities as well as construction of the proposed AKBC power line. On the other side of the issue in Wrangell, Borough Mayor Don McConaughey is a supporter of the divestiture plan. He's hopeful the obstacles can be overcome.
I realize that part of our assembly members do have some concerns, some questions. I really don't feel that any of the questions and concerns are insurmountable. I think it's something that can be accomplished so long as they're addressed. And I don't expect to see all of those things happen in the way everybody would like to see them happen, but I think we can come to some sort of agreement.
McConaughey thinks representation on the new power agency board is a key issue that needs to be addressed, but he also understands the concerns Petersburg councillors have raised about Wrangell's involvement with Cascade Creek. McConaughey was against the 3-year non-disclosure, non-circumvention agreement, which the company said was needed in order to share proprietary information. He's urged his fellow assembly members not to let that issue interfere with divestiture.
I think it's very important that our assembly keep all of these issues separated. I think the reason that one issue is getting confused with another issue is they're being combined, and And that's two completely different issues as far as power is concerned.
A representative of Cascade Creek says the company has not taken a position for or against divestiture. Business Development Director Duff Mitchell.
No, we haven't taken a stand. In fact, we feel that it's really not our business. Obviously, we're monitoring it. We want the successful entity, whether it's a four-dam pool, a two-dam pool, or a one-dam pool, to be collaborative and willing to support public and private hydropower development, but that's to the extent of our monitoring the situation.
Do you feel that the restructuring at all would have any restrictions or cause any restrictions on the ability of your company to go forward with plans and stuff that you'd like to work on with Wrangell?
No, we haven't noticed any.
The Thomas Bay Power Authority, which manages the Tyee plant serving Petersburg and Wrangell, is recommending the communities approve the divestiture agreement with a few changes. That includes reducing the length of the power sales agreement from 45 years to 25 years. The authority is also suggesting wording to clarify the definitions of supermajority and unanimous vote. The authority voted 6-1 this week in favor of the recommendation. Petersburg's representatives and two of the three Wrangell representatives voted in favor. The authority is also recommending the communities appoint representatives who can meet to address concerns over the restructuring plan. The Petersburg City Council will address the issue again at its first meeting in November. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.